In today's lesson, I want to move on from our study of tropical trees to consider an evergreen tree. We are going to learn about one of the most famous species of trees in the world. Famous mainly because of its size and age. The sequoia is officially known as Sequoia dendrum giganteum, but you are more likely to meet it by one of its more common names, such as the giant sequoia, the giant redwood, or Wellingtonia. It is the only example of the genus Sequoia dendron left in existence. It is also remarkable for being one of only three species of conifers known as redwoods. The sequoia is a rare tree in that it can be found naturally these days only on the western slopes of the Sierra Nevada Mountains of California in the United States. As I said, the reason we are studying giant sequoias is that they are the largest trees you will see anywhere in the world. They normally reach heights of 50 to 85 meters and can be as much as 8 meters in diameter, wider than some classrooms. Some sequoias are even bigger, with the record books stating that the biggest ever was 94.8 meters in height and over 17 meters in diameter. That's roughly the height of the Shaw Center in Scotts Road. On the subject of age, experts counting the rings inside the trunk of the tree found one giant sequoia that they calculated to be 3,500 years old. That's quite something, isn't it? The bark of the sequoia can itself be very thick and tough, fibrous. This gives the tree protection against the fires that sometimes rage in the hills where the sequoia is found. The leaves are short and rather prickly. Arranged spirally on the shoots, they overlap and are green because they contain chlorophyll. The giant sequoia renews itself by seed, with young trees starting to produce cones from about the age of 12 years. The seed cones are 4 to 7 centimeters in length. While they mature in 18 to 20 months, they often remain green and closed for up to 20 years. A cone has 30 to 50 scales arranged spirally. Each scale may contain several seeds, with an average of 230 seeds in each cone. How do the seeds fall to the ground? Well, some are shed during hot weather in late summer when the scales of the cone shrink in the heat, but most are released in the heat of a forest fire or when damaged by insects. There are normally around 11,000 cones on a giant sequoia tree, most of them in the upper part of the crown of the tree. Lower parts of the tree contain fewer cones. It has been estimated that a sequoia may scatter around 400,000 seeds in a year, and they may end up as far as 180 meters from the parent tree. Lower branches die quite often through lack of sunlight, but trees less than 100 years old keep most of their dead branches. Eventually, trees standing among many other sequoias lose the lower branches, with many having no branches lower than a height of 20 to 50 meters. But a giant sequoia standing alone will retain its low branches. I hope you found some of those facts about the sequoia particularly interesting. Next week, we'll turn our attention to an example of a deciduous tree.